Om Shri Sai Ram. Thank you for being here this morning, and I really appreciate having given me an opportunity to be here to talk about Swami and to think about Swami and recall all those beautiful memories. Am I audible or is it too loud? Offering my humble salutations at the Divine Lotus Feet. We have been given a topic which is very ambitious. I think just like Jeff had put together his presentation, he was mentioning one of the most important keywords in all this. To be like Swami is to do what we love and see love in everybody, things like that. I mean, there's so many messages. So each one of us, given a chance, would like to narrate something which we know about Swami. So to relate to whatever we can say. So let me go ahead with mentioning about what it means to be like him. First of all, even before I go there, so what it, each one of us actually come out with our own interpretation of what we think, of what we have understood of Swami. So it may go well with whatever we are thinking. At the same time, I just want to share where we are first. Next slide, please. Yeah, so even before we can say, be like me, you know, I really want to think as to where we all started in our own life with Swami. Swami, what did we do? We all were part of a Sai family at some point in time. And so we began our life in a most traditional manner possible. Our parents would tell us, you know, pray to these lords. And that's how we started our life. And that is when we started thinking, okay, we started seeing a Swami's picture somewhere in the corner of our house. And then, okay, slowly this picture started becoming bigger and bigger as the practices, as we go to center, oh, I think we should have a bigger picture. It's one of those gods, you know. But we want to make it more important because our children have started going to SSC. Maybe let's make it a bigger picture. These are all traditional things which happen in everybody's house. Nobody talks about it, but I want to talk about it. So, but yeah, of course, in my case, we were born in Sai family. So when I was really, as a child of 3 years old, I could see Swami's picture at home. But that doesn't matter. Each one of us go through our own way of life. So slowly what happened, okay, we see Swami's picture and we start doing namaskar to that picture. And then what did we go to center, we see Swami's picture. So people tell he's omnipresent, omniscient and everything. So when we stand in front of the picture, oh, he knows everything. But once the picture is away, it's all different. So that's how we all are brought about, meaning in the sense. So what do we do? I understand about Sai Center? Yes. There are bhajans. All the time there is bhajans. And what else? Okay, there are some SSC programs, Bal Vikas programs. So we do perform. Okay, there is an opportunity for our child to perform. So it becomes another opportunity area to perform, whether it be singing, talking, or dancing, or acting. So that is how it all starts to everybody. There's nothing wrong about it. That is the good start. That's surely a good start. So that is where, and then our children start observing the adults doing service. What do they do? Oh, okay, our parents go to homeless people, give them food, which is a good thing. Yeah, absolutely. Give them food and then take care of them whenever they can. And these are all values which we learn. That's good. So that's a good starting point again. So these are all the things, you know, when we, as a child, only in front of Swami's picture, he knows everything. If he's not there, we be ourselves until we go in front of that picture. So this is all the things which we normally, have gone through. So I really went into your website, your Region 5 website. It said, read the comic on Radio Sai from chapter 1 to 30. And then it gives you a link, and also it also gives you Satya Sai YouTube. It just gives you so many things which Bhagwan himself has gone through in his life, which is fantastic. I'm really congratulating the regional team for having put together something which children could go and look into. But whether they have time or not, at least one video they would have seen. And that is absolutely a great thing. So from here, so all this, the way I was narrating, every family goes through service and devotional activity the way we have seen it. Next slide. Stepping into Prashanthi Nilayam, you do find a great amount of difference. So it is my duty to share the joy, the learning, the aspects of life which really map from a small going to a center to every day, every minute, Swami influencing your life. That is exactly what I want to communicate in this talk. As soon as I joined in Prashanthi Nilayam, it was a festival time that Swami wanted to plan for. And then the Vidyagiri automatically, you know, when we all go there too. How many of you have gone to Prashanthi Nilayam here? Almost all. The feeling automatically becomes something different, obviously. And next slide, please. So this is where I, you know, got an opportunity for the first new year of Ugadi. Swami was wanting all of us to learn one song which he himself wrote and he himself tuned and he himself taught. We were all sitting right next to him like this, exactly like this. In that interview room, he called six of us and, Kote Hirok, myself, another Kumar Tiwari, Kote, and Abhinav Kumar Upadhyaya. Six of us he called us. He brought some snacks. He brought the murukku and sidai and everything, meaning all those snacks which are meant for, eating in the afternoon time. He brought all of them. He made them all eat that. Now I want to teach you a song for the new year, he said. And then he said, I myself wrote it, but who knows Tamil here? So the moment, so though my mother tongue is Telugu, nobody believes me as, a Telugu person, because I was born and brought up in Tamil Nadu. And so most of the time, Swami picked up, okay, why didn't you learn this song? Swami has composed this Tamil song and tuned it. So let's do one thing. Why I'm getting into this song is this song forms the foundation of Be Like Me. That is what he taught us. Let's go into the song for because you keep on listening the whole day, you'll get bored. And I also cannot speak without singing. So let's do win-win. Let's go ahead and just sing the first few lines and then you will know how the tune goes. It's very simple. You might have already heard it. Inre subadiname, ha 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 ha, inre subadiname. Inre subadiname, ha 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 ha, inre subadiname. Ponnoliye, pudumalare, ennarul jeeviyathil solvaye ponnoliye. Pudumalare ennarul jeeviyathil solvaye indre subadiname indre subadiname ha 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 indre subadiname. He told me to write down word by word. I wrote down and then the next paragraph. Pulliman pol nenjam. There is a gap. So when Swami says gap, everything stops. Just like Govinda Krishna Jai, okay? Pulliman pol nenjam tullude aha. Pulliman pol nenjam. Just like Govinda Krishna Jai, there's a break, and then in the break, there is something happening, right, to all of us. That's power. Pulliman pol nenjam tullude aha. Pulliman pol nenjam tullude aha. Buvidanil nigar yenakkar sollamma pugalvaye nee pugalvaye nee aha. Indre subadiname indre subadiname It's a Tamil song, but you feel like it's like language of the heart, right? It's amazing. It's easy to sing. Let's sing first two lines only. One, two, three, start. Indre Subadiname. Indre Subadiname. Three, four, Indre. Punnoliye pudumalare ennarul jeeviyathil solvaye aaj hi shubh din hai. Swami wanted everyone to sing. He said, stop, you're a Hindi guy, right? You sing in Hindi, he told Hirok. So Swami, he's, what is the equivalent? Sing.
Aaj hi shubh din hai. Ha 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 ha. Aaj hi shubh din hai.
He told Telugu guy, say,
Nede subadiname. Ha 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 ha. Nede subadiname.
Kannada.
Inde subadinave. Ha 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 ha. Inde.
He said, even foreigners kuda untar kada. All the people from abroad have come. Let them also sing in English. So Hirok's English was the best among all of us. He said, Hirok, you sing in English.
Today is a sacred day. Ha 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 ha. Today.
So we're going to do this right now. In 2 minutes, we're going to just keep singing the same thing in different language. One, two, three, four.
Indre subadiname. Ha 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 ha. Dinami Indre Subadinami. Ha 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 ha. Indre Sub.
English.
Today is a sacred day. Today is. Punnoliye pudumalare ennarul jeeviyathil solvaye aaj hi shubh din hai. Aaj hi shubh din hai. Aaj hi shubh din.
Telugu, come on.
Nede subh diname. Nede subh diname. Today is a sacred day. Ha 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 ha. Today is a sacred day.
Fast.
Indre subadiname. Ha 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 ha. Indre subadiname. Indre subadiname. Ha 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 ha. Indre subadiname.
English.
Today is a sacred day. Ha 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 ha. Today is a sacred day. Today is a sacred day. Today is a sacred day.
At the end of all this, what Bhagwan told us, you have learned this song, you have sung it for Ugadi. For Swami, every day is a new day. Every day. You have seen Swami ever take a weekend off? Does he go to Vrindavan, give darshan? Does he go to Kodaikanal, give darshan? There's no weekend. There's no rest at all for Swami. How can he handle? He told me the secret is, if you guys follow this mantra, that every day is a new day. For me, every day is a new year. That is why, that is how it dawned on me that we can sing this song anytime. Anytime we all are happy and want to sing together. Thinking of Swami, Swami is so happy because so much so, even the album where we put together for 85th birthday for Swami, first two from students, the very first song we wanted this to be played, Swami's eyes glittered immediately. Oh my God, the song which I composed, boys are singing. We all should sing. We all are happy. It's easy to sing, right? So the foundation of all this, what is that? This is where Jeff mentioned this point this morning. Enthusiasm. Enthusiasm, if we can kick in our hearts, we will remain fresh throughout the day. We will remain fresh every day. We will remain fresh every year. So that is what is being like him. That's the foundation. If we put the foundation correctly, then we can bring in lots of great values on top of it. That is the song. That is why I wanted to bring this out to you. Thank you, Swami, for teaching this. This was the very first song he taught me to make it very convenient in Tamil for me to sing. How considerate Swami is to everyone's requirement. What culture you're coming from doesn't matter. He brings his own values to communicate to you what he wants us to flourish. Enthusiasm is the key for everything. Next slide. So to build on this foundation, thanks for the volume, I like it. To build on this foundation, I was thinking, this is a very, very ambitious goal. I have never spoken on a topic like this, be like me. It's a very, very ambitious goal, but there is a, you know, if you know programming, there is a, in database programming, we always keep searching for data. So when we search, there's something called like is a command which we use, like and star, and you can put anything you want. So we have to say like Sri Satya Sai Baba, we have to find, there'll be only one person obviously, but at least the Sai, the love, the Baba, you know, if we can search, Google can give us so many equivalent terms whenever we search. So the like is the most important. Like can be tending from where we are to where we can go. So that is, Bhagwan is, after going to Prashanthi Nilayam only we found out, because before which, you know, I have to tell you this, before going to Prashanthi Nilayam, we know Swami is omnipresent, correct? At the same time, whenever Swami used to come in front of us, oh my God, I'm afraid that Swami is going to reel out all the things which I have done in my life. These are typical fears of all people, including me. So I'm talking only about myself, of course. You know, just think of it for a hypothetical case. So, and then I go stand in front of Swami, taking namaskar. Swami is, oh my God, is he going to say that I went for all the movies with all these friends of mine, and, you know, is this rule up? You know, I'm in Swami's college, right? So how does it? Because you get to go through so much of confusion in terms of what is good and what is bad when you go from here to Prashanthi Nilayam. So I was standing in front of Swami. Then in the moment Swami looks at you, Swami has got a most beautiful way of making you feel at home. What will he do? He will just make you feel at home by saying something which you never thought of. Oh, I've seen you somewhere, you know. That means what? He doesn't know, right? He's seen me somewhere, but he doesn't know where he has seen me. Then the warden of the hostel tells Swami, he used to sing in Sundaram. Oh, I've seen you there. Madras rowdy. The time I didn't expect that statement. I thought he's not even known me. No, maybe he doesn't know, you know. So, Madras rowdy, I know. He attacks you when you are not at all prepared. And when you're so afraid, he makes you feel at home. What a great love. There itself, he proved that he knows everything, right? The be like me means what, you know? By knowing everything, you have to act as though you know nothing. That is, I think that even if we all know this much, ask consulting world, I know this much, I can write a resume of this length. Right? So we're all like that, you know, we sell ourselves so well that even if the, you know, the customer says, do you know how to do this? Yeah, I know how to do that. I know, I have Google on my behind, you know. So thanks to Google, you know, that is how we have been leading our lives. I think it's just fine, you know, as long as we have the initiative and enthusiasm to search, that's good. So that is all we need, and we are able to, you know, pull on our lives. But the thing is, here is where Bhagwan makes you feel homely when you're afraid. And when you're thinking that, oh, I can manage, he'll just come on you. So these are all be like me. I'm talking about different attributes of be like me, which I got to observe, which, you know, I have to share with you, because this is the gift given by Bhagwan, and I want to share it. Next slide. So before I go further, one bhajan which put together my entire thought process for this next 1 hour of talk is this bhajan.
साई पिता रे माता साई दीन दयाला दाता साई साई पिता रे माता साई साई गुरु साई सखा सहोदर साई सत्य शिव साई सुंदर वेद उपनिषद गीता साई दीन दयाला दाता साई दीन दयाला दाता साई साई पिता और माता साई.
This is the bhajan which came to my mind when I really was meditating upon this topic, which is so challenging for a normal human being to talk. It is not all about singing all the time in front of Swami. I realized it much later. Yeah, thank you. Because I'm not very tall. The mic has to raise its height. Thank you. So, when you join Puttaparthi in front of Swami, you think that life is all about only music, right? When you have music, I can manage this place. You know, because all other IIT and all, you have to study. Puttaparthi means you can just do bhajans, right? That is what, you know, these are all thinking from normal human beings. People in Puttaparthi only do bhajans. They don't know anything. That is how people think too. That's how I know bhajan singing, so I can manage something. You know, we always study towards the end of the semester, and then we wrote the exams, and then we finished. We also passed. So this is how I started singing in bhajans. The first bhajan in front of Swami was
Daya Karu.
I don't sing everything. I just give you it.
Karuna Nidhan Sai, Tum Ho Data, Daya Karu.
I sing so that people don't feel sleepy. At the same time, it's easy for me. After singing this bhajan, I thought I'll keep on singing bhajans, and then the semester and exam came. There is a subject called real analysis. If you, those who have done mathematics will know, the real analysis is the really one of the toughest abstract mathematics. To understand that and write an exam, okay, it's a good training you have to go through. But what happens is, Satya Sai Institute has such good contacts in terms of the examiners. There is one guy whose life itself is PhD in real analysis only. And he sets papers for real analysis from his own mind. His body and mind is the syllabus. So he will set any question out of his experience. It's like Shiva. Meaning he has experienced real answers. He set up question paper where, he set up the questions. So, you know what my professor told me? If something is out of syllabus, we will kind of, you know, as part of the examination review board will be there. We will, at that final point in time, based on the, if 80% was in the syllabus, then we will evaluate based on the 80% only. So that's what my professor told me. I said, okay, then in that case, that's fine. So he has he's a traditional mathematician of all old times. So he has a pilaka, and then he comes. When you look at him itself, you'll feel afraid. Oh my God, will I ever pass this subject? So we were only two students and we had five professors. So of which one of the professors is excellent in teaching. But he doesn't have control because the external examiner is going to set the paper and we don't know what the paper is going to be like. So I just got... luckily there's something called internal and external. Internal, your own teacher sets the paper and then external is 50%. So I had scored something like a manageable A. Manageable A is 60% actually. So... You know, and then O grade is what is 80% all about in Satyasa Institute. So I managed to get a bare minimum A. And when his paper came, I went to C. It's like nowhere near A. So at the end of the exams, Bhagwan had only 17 master students in the whole of the institute, in the college. 17 students, of which he called, read out by name, and what is the grade, and kept reading everyone in the, you know, in the sheet. And finally, when it came to S. Kumar, B grade. Bad. B is for bad. Swami said, everybody went and took Pada Namaskar, and where he told me, no, you are not taking Pada Namaskar. You don't deserve. You think you can come here and keep on singing and then, you know, manage? We have our institute prestige. I am the chancellor of the institute. I have to take it. Do your parents send you here for singing or for studies? మీ అమ్మ నాన్న దేనికి పంపించారు? చదవడానికి పంపించారా లేకపోతే పాట పాడడానికి పంపించారా? సో ఇట్స్ లైక్ హీ విల్ బి ఏబుల్ టు వాట్ యూ కాల్ హీ విల్ బి ఏబుల్ టు నెయిల్ ద లెసన్ సో డీప్ దట్ హీ కెప్ట్ మీ అవుట్ స్టాండింగ్ మీనింగ్ కెప్ట్ మీ స్టాండింగ్ అవుట్ సైడ్ అండ్ దెన్ హీ డిడ్ వాంట్ గివ్ మీ పాద నమస్కార్ సో ఇట్ వాస్ అన్ ఇన్సల్ట్ మీనింగ్ ఆల్ ద స్టూడెంట్స్ ఆర్ స్టాండింగ్ సిట్టింగ్ హియర్ on the portico, all devotees are standing here, and Swami is standing somewhere in the middle, and then calling all boys, because he wants his devotees to see also, see how close I am to my students. You know, it's a great feeling, you know. But on that day, I was just standing, and I was feeling so bad. He will make you realize, not even your own parent can make you realize that. I'm telling you the truth. My parents love me a lot, no doubt, but to nail the lesson the way it will affect you, he has to insult your music. Your strong point has to become the weak point. Then only will your weak point can become a strong point. So these are be like me lessons. Like this is how it, you know, it was. And then that time, next semester onwards, luckily we had complex analysis, which is much simpler than real analysis. And I was able to get a grade where I was able to get O, and then one day Swami comes out for darshan and says, where is S. Kumar? Where is S. Kumar? He just opens the door as though there is no other world in this whole part of this universe. And then he comes searching for me, and all over the darshan he keeps asking, S. Kumar vachada? S. Kumar vachada? Then he came into the bhajan hall. I came a little late, and so I entered into the bhajan hall, and then Swami came into the bhajan hall. Take Pada Namaskar. He remembers to that detail as to what exactly I'd missed sometime back. So that is actually, Bhagwan feels so happy when we value his words and take it seriously and improve upon more than just being ourselves. So B grade to a blessing which he gave me was such a wonderful change. Otherwise I would not have qualified for a PhD program. That made my grades go up and up. Finally, he was able to locate a supervisor for me. Normally, we always think mother is love and father is discipline. He brought about that discipline in me, which really, really took care of my career. Today I'm standing in front of you because of my education, right? How could I have ever continued with Swami for so long, for 10 years, if I had not continued, done that little education properly? So for our children, I always tell, the education is very important because it's going to help us help others. Sai Pitar. Next. The mother's love. Bhagwan has taken so many students to Kodaikanal, and he lets us know how much his love spans across in various roles. So he said, all you senior boys should serve food for Swami. And then when I was about to serve food, he said, people who are sitting on the scene, VIPs, Colonel Jogarav is 80 years and old. He's above 80 years. Mr. Srinivasan, who recently passed, he was also sitting there. And he used to drive Swami's car in Kodaikanal. And another two professors were there, you know. So there are four people. So whenever we serve VIPs, you are showing that you're a student of Swami. When you're serving one spoon of anything, you should know that you're serving as a student of Swami. Oh my God, that's too much to ask for, right? I mean, when we see food, we forget everything. So when we have to serve, yes, we have to remember that we are serving VIP. So he was training us because he used to train us to serve food for President of India, Prime Minister of India. All the VIPs of India are all treated by students. So he expects us to dress neatly and serve. At that time, he said, you're serving sambar is one of the most difficult item to serve. Because, you know, if you take it in a ladle, it'll spill on the table. So you should not spill on the table. You should pour enough for the person who wants to consume the sambar. At the same time, the spoon should not have only sambar. It should not have only the vegetables. It should have little vegetable and more of sambar. But it should not spill when you pour it inside the... He is teaching me that day, that particular day, I was holding, he's showing me, demonstrating to me. Meaning, even our own mother would have never taught us to that detail, right? So he took it out and then the tapered the ladle at the end of this, and you should take it in such a manner that the person should not get overwhelming smell of the sambar on his plate. You should keep it and then you should take it and then serve in a particular container, wherever a pigeonhole meant for that, and then ask if they want more. And not serve based on whatever you like. Keep watching what they eat first and then serve that more. So I said, man, this is love of a mother. Meaning, it's amazing learning. And in the meanwhile, you know, Radha Krishna was setting up Swami's, Swami just during Brahmarpanam. When we all chant Brahmarpanam, we're so sweet to watch Swami. Everybody closes eyes, Swami will keep watching. All boys are sitting and eating. Om. Until the first Om is finished, Swami will keep watching. Who are all opening your eyes? Close your eyes. Close your eyes. Swami will say like that. And then, at the end of the third Om, I think guys would have gotten settled with, you know, because they want to eat also faster, right? So they close their eyes, and then when they're chanting Brahma, Pranam, Brahma, that time Swami will take a little bit here, there, and eat it. So it is like when we are offering, he eats just for that. He eats very little. He'll eat a little puri or a little spinach dal or, you know, something. He'll just take three or four right now, because we boys, as part of serving the food, get to observe that. That is a great opportunity. So that is when, you know, these are things go on. And such a love. I can't describe. So much love. Next slide. So this is another story. And I don't want to sing all the time. You'll get bored. I said, what is the message? All the time he sang, you know. There was one boy, his name Kishan. You know, because the Kodaikanal weather is very cold, so you end up falling sick, you know, because of early morning, waking up, and, you know. And then this boy was sick, and so you can see, you know, the bread is given to him. Actually, we have excellent breakfast. Idli, dosa, pongal, vada, everything comes from Srinivasan's house. Mr. Srinivasan's house, and also there are people who are cooking here, so we have any number of items you can think of. And then that day he was offered bread, and Swami went to him and said, oh, then he just, you know, applied, you know, you should take rest today, don't come, you go back to your room and, you know, sleep and take rest. So next day, four boys called in sick, thinking that we will get so much attention from Swami. Swami never even went, never even asked anything about them. So, you know, this is all drama played by students. So whatever it takes to go near him, you know, in terms of getting some attention. But that's teenage, right? The one more thing is, even though I may be speaking, whenever we are all quite old by age, I have children who have gone past teenage too. But when we narrate anything about student life, we become teenagers. So please forgive if the standard of my talk is very low. You know, it's like very worldly and very low level. But that is how I can relate to Swami, but because I feel he has given him through this path. Next slide. Just like, you know, we all have been children, all of us have been children at one point in time. And our parents always bought something like Horlicks, Bournvita, and all the other nice items which we eat off the menu. I mean, off the menu, off the lunch and dinner sessions, or cookies for that matter, or in anything snacks which we like to go grab when no food session is being served. We all have done, meaning we all have gone and checked on those things, and whenever mom is sleeping or away, it'll be over. We'll mix ghee with that, and you know, what all things we have tried, right, to eat. So, all of us have eaten, I'm sure, because it's so tempting. Bournvita made profit because of that. So, this is one of the reasons why when everything is served and gone, they all go and sit in the hall. Swami will be talking about various spiritual topics. So that is the time for all the boys who are serving food to enjoy the food. Because, you know, the one thing is, in front of physical Swami, you have to eat whatever is being served, right? It's a formal decorum where Swami is sitting. So all things will be served, Brahmarpanam, and you have to eat. Whether you like upma or not, you have to eat it. So in this context, what happens when you serve food? What happens? I like lots of vadas, you know. I like lots of vadas, so anybody likes fried items, obviously. So as a teenager, and everyone like it. So Swami went off, and then I said, myself, Sai Surendranath, and Radhakrishna, and Ruchir Desai. Ruchir Desai is a faculty member even now at Prashanthalayam. So we four sat down, and then started eating. And I picked up four vadas, I think. Everyone picked up only more of vadas. I saw that too that day. So, and then we were sitting and eating, and then Swami was deep into his talk. I said, Swami's full swing, we use this word. Swami's in full swing, let's just eat and then go. Because this is our time. And then, when we were eating, suddenly the knob, there's a door at the corner. Can you see that, where Swami is standing? That door separates the dining hall to the spiritual hall. Just like this. You know, we have two halls. And then, suddenly, Swami opens the door and then enters. And then all of us stand. Because whenever Swami comes, we stand, obviously, correct? Then we all wait like this. So Swami was just watching each and every plate. And in my plate, there was 8 vadas. I was really wondering. I had only 4 vadas in my plate. How did it become 8 vadas? So that is where you have to learn to be very sharp. Swami used to say, yukti is very important. Be like me is what? You have to have the presence of mind. It's just a casual thing. It's a game. But I just want to let you know that Radha Krishna had so many vadas in his plate, but none of that was there. I didn't see it. Swami looked at me and said, Dunda Pota, why are you eating so much? Why are you eating so much? So many vadas. This is what I don't like. So, in front of Swami, everybody eats neatly. All those people eat very less. You ate so all these vadas. Swami said, you know, he cursed me and everything. And then once he went, all Radha Krishna, Sai Surendra, everybody had a laughter on me. I was like a humble devotee folding hands and looking at Swami. In the meanwhile, they had already done the operation move of vadas. And then this, why I'm narrating this is, Swami has, in the middle of his talk, just like a mother would check, what's happening in the kitchen? There is some sound which is coming, you know. Like, they'll get up. Mothers can always hear. I wonder how. They'll be sleeping, but they can hear what children are doing. That's what mothers tell me. So, you know, they can always keep... That's a current going on. I don't know. That power is only given to men. Women, I mean. So, that is how mother is. And Swami is like that. And Swami keeps a tab on students and everybody, every one of us, like this. And that is another facet altogether. Another be like me. Next slide. Mother is never ending. The mother is no. So Swami tells us, though Swami expects us to eat anything, but he will advise us to eat salad more, because Swami always ate only corn, raw corn, boiled. He'll never touched any fried items so much. So serving responsibility is what I communicated to you, is as a mother, we learn all these aspects from Swami. So next slide. So next one.
Sai Pitar Mata Sai, Sai Guru Sai.
So this is where Swami said, Swami asked me in 1984, I do have a drama which I have written. In my own hands, I have written the Telugu drama. I have written songs. I have tuned them. Are you willing to act like Radha? See, privacy question from the US point of view. To act like a woman, he takes your permission. He doesn't have to. Meaning, when I was only 19 years old, maybe that time. So you can see me as Radha here, dressed up. That's me. So if you accept to do this role, I will be able to teach you songs, teach you dance, teach you acting. I said, so there's no question, because there's another boy Swami had offered. It looks like he was Swami at a boys' hostel. They'll make fun of me, That's what I gathered it later. Because the person said, the offer came to me, I refused to Swami. So I said, no, I feel I was new. And at the same time, I really loved this opportunity. So he gave this opportunity, and that is when he taught me a lot more songs. So what happens is Swami also has a concept of staging and production. Piloting, first of all, the piloting was done using Inre Subadiname. He taught the song and found out, are they able to pick up exactly the way I have composed? See, for a composer, what is important is, can you pick up the exact tune? Why do you think, Lata Mangeshkar is famous? Because she is capable of singing what a third person can compose. There are many composers who can compose and sing their own bhajans or songs. To sing other songs, you need a lot more concentration. So he trained us on that, and he did a staging of it on the Ugadi day and found out, oh, okay, these guys are good. So let me try it for... So Swami plans much, much, much ahead on time. Be like me. So good that this. Let us do this here. Then let us take it to the next stage. 60th birthday crowd was one of the historic crowd for Prashanthi Nilayam those decades. Because Shanti Vedika was inaugurated, and that is where... So this drama, Swami wanted to stage as the first drama on the Prashanthi Nilayam Shanti Vedika stage in Hillview Stadium. So that drama, when it came to... He taught me a lot of songs. So let's go through one song now, okay? Next slide. Swami used to tell me in Telugu all the words. I never knew how to write in Telugu. So I used to write in Tamil. Swami will say, Endu boye, endu boye. Na deva, na deva. Did you write down? And he'll keep all other boys, all other music boys in the hall. So Giridhar was asking me, Kumar, if Swami wants to talk to you and you want to keep on writing, why does he call us? You keep on saying the same thing, you both are talking and then we are just watching. But the thing is, this is all student language, but what happens is, that is also an opportunity to watch, to be the whole thing, to run the whole show. Swami makes, even though we have sat in meetings where we did nothing, but we are supposed to listen and find out how it is going to impact much later. So that is how Swami was dictating all the songs. Let's sing one of the songs.
ఎందుపోయినా దేవ దేవుడు, ఎందుపోయినా దేవ దేవుడు, ఇందెందైనా దాగి పరీక్షింపజూచెను నందబాలుడు, ఎందుపోయినా దేవ దేవుడు.
The song is sung by Radha and her Gopika friend, meaning girls will have friends, right? So on the way to the bank of Yamuna,
Yamuna kotsu dare kaddu yelaraadu devudu gopabaludu, Yamuna kotsu dare kaddu yelaraadu devudu.
Swami, if you miss
devudu devudu,
Swami asked me to repeat that. Yamuna, I used to sing it in a filmy style, like
Yamuna kotsu dare kaddu yelaraadu devudu.
No,
devudu.
So I will sing that, and I can still hear that in my ears. Why am I repeating this? It's so foolish, right? I can hear that when Swami is singing that.
Devudu.
Swami wants itla tippal radi, you have to turn it.
Yamuna kotsu dare kaddu elaraadu devudu, devudu gopabaludu endu.
So Swami says, teach us this. Where is he gone? Where is he gone? Not like that. Where is he? Where has he gone? Where has he gone? Lord Krishna, where has he gone? That is a
endu boyena deva dev.
Can you give the beat? Tuck, tuck.
Chim, chim.
Not just that much only, okay?
Endu boyena deva devudu, ఎందు పోయినా దేవ దేవుడు, ఇందెందైన దాగి పరీక్షింపజూచెను నందబాలుడు, ఎందు పోయి నా దేవ దేవుడు, నేడు వత్తునని చెప్పిన ఏడే గోపాలుడు వేణూదడు, నేడు వత్తునని చెప్పిన ఏడే గోపాలుడు వేణూదడు, యమున కొచ్చు దారి కడ్డు ఏలరాడు దేవుడు గోపబాలుడు, ఎందు పోయినా దేవ దేవుడు, ఎందు పోయినా దేవ దేవుడు, ఎందు పోయినా దేవ దేవుడు.
That's how the scene should end, and he played beautifully. Thank you so much. That the scene has to end in a tapering style, because they're going to a, you know, a kind of a lake to fetch the water, Yamuna, the river, river Yamuna. And then there is a scene where you know, there's another villain of the story. He throws a stone on the same part carried by Radha, and then when he throws the stone, the part breaks, and unfortunately Radha thought that part of was full of water, but she was thinking so much about Krishna that she didn't even get the water. She just did like this and thought she was putting it, and she was going back, and then it hits it. And at that time, because he threw a stone on Radha's part, he gets paralyzed, and that's the scene. And then Narada comes and tells, please shower a little bit of water on his, you know, on his paralytic stroke so that he'll get healed. So that time Radha, see, Swami has written the dialogues. Tanunu shaminchadaniki nen entati vaadanu, which means what? To forgive him, who am I? Radha is thinking like that. Radha is very powerful. What is, can you go back to the previous slide? So for the next slide, please. Oh, next slide. Next slide. So Swami is watching this scene. You can see as Radha is going towards the Yamuna, carrying the pot, and Ravi Kumar, who is still there singing lots of songs. He was my Chelikatta, the student friend of mine. So he was the one who has to ask another question, saying, oh yeah, you know, today Krishna was supposed to come, but he didn't come. But yeah, even for stopping, Yamuna used to come, but today he didn't come. You know, like that. You know, he'll, that's his dialogue, and Swami is sitting there and watching. Swami was so engrossed. Everybody else was thinking there was not even sound heard properly. The sound was not working. Swami is fully engrossed. Can you believe that? He gives his 200% to the stage role which is being done, irrespective of the audience, of the volume being heard. His dedication is fantabulous. Next slide. That is where he taught. He told that, be like me guidance for as Radha. You be like Radha, then you can see Krishna. You know why he said? Whenever she says Krishna's name, she goes into trance immediately. That is why that even in the song, same Shruti.
Yendu yendendainadagi parikshimpajuchenu.
Then Swami says, give a pause. Whenever she says Krishna's name,
Nanda Baludu Yendu Boy.
Then she becomes a different person whenever she utters Krishna's name. So that is one of the lessons where he taught me. He said, Radha ante yavaru. Who is Radha? Who is Radha? Radhaki Adharam Dhara Aradhan. Which means the basis for Radha is always showering tears of love for Krishna. Radhaki, the Swami also, R-A-D-A, Radha. Radhaki Adhar Dara Aradhan. Swami himself formed the acronym for us so that we will remember it for life. R-A-D-A. Swami sat in the interview room chair and said, R-A-D-A, Radha. Radhaki Adharam Dara Aradhan. That is one be like me moment. Just, there is a path. It's like if you have to go to Chicago, even if you have a stopover, you can go to Orlando and still go to Chicago. Like that, you can follow the path of Radha and then go to Krishna. Right? There are so many ways by which Bhagavan has given us me be like me moment. We cannot reach him that easily, but we have centers, service, so many things which are actually the spun of enthusiasm taking different shape. Next slide. With all this, I got into a PhD program. I took forever to finish. Because one thing with Swami is like, you don't know how the time passes festival after festival. All students know that. It's just one festival after another festival. We'll keep preparing for music program. We'll go render and take namaskar and go for bhajans. And then our research coordinator, my research supervisor, also a very, very extremely highly qualified person, Prabhakar Rao by name. And he has done his research in differential equations. And I picked up artificial intelligence as my specialization during master's. And that is where, again, you know, like, doing a dissertation at the master's level is different from doing a PhD. So Swami said, Swami went and spoke to him and said, I'm going to give you a student, so do PhD. So at that time, it took a long time, and he was very active in the sports meet. And then Swami said, why are you taking so long? Do you know why your PhD is getting delayed? Whenever you have a drama to play, you are dancing and focusing only on that and not focusing on PhD. Whenever you are ready, your supervisor is busy with sports meet. So it is like two vessels, one on top of another. If the vessel which is pouring on top is shaky, then nothing will come here. And a vessel which is shaky here, if even this is pouring, will not collect much. So that is exactly what was happening in you. And sitting exactly in that hall in Uti, he was telling me at that minute as to why. So this is all amazing lessons which Swami has, you know, similes to put together in terms of communicating what he wants. Next slide. How much time I have? 20 minutes, okay. So as a child, we are always focusing to get Pada Namaskar from Swami. See, in Kodaikanal, what happens is, there is a schedule put together for students so that each one will get to go put the footwear for Swami. Whenever Swami comes from the devotional hall, that spiritual hall, to dining hall, the dining hall floor is very chilly. And Swami's feet is very tender. So whenever he comes in, we will offer a home-based shoe to his feet. And then he will enter, wear that, and walk around. So on that day, I got the opportunity to put it. And then, look at this, when I'm putting in, Swami is already watching what's the menu and what is being served on the table, etc. But at that time, I got to see Swami's feet. You have to hold Swami's feet and push the shoe. At that time, you have to hold Swami's feet underneath, and then push it. And you can see how soft it is. And also you can see the nails are completely clipped perfectly. So to find out how clean is a person, you need to ensure that you have to see the feet. Feet cleaning determines how clean you are. So that is one of the aspects which I learned on that day. So that's why I always wear socks. Next slide. So other things which happened is, as part of the PhD curriculum, you know, what happens is we will be focusing on things when exams are going on, we have other responsibilities too. Like we have to go take coursework and teach them too. So we'll have other responsibilities. So we do have tea time and, you know, all the gossip time, which we students also, you know, we talk among ourselves. But the thing is, we always, somehow the focus point is only Swami. So it was in the year 1991, and Swami has already put the puja for hospital. And then hospital has come up right now. At that time, it was just a plain ground. So we were wondering, okay, you know, among PhD scholars, because we're all brainy people, right? We're all doing PhD research. So we were discussing during tea time, you know, we were all talking, Swami is going to build a hospital here. Okay, hospital building can be constructed. Which doctor is going to come here and perform a surgery? We are all here because we're studying here. Once, you know, you have a profession which is a doctor, who will come and perform surgery? And we were discussing, you know, like, Swami is thinking like a villager maybe. You know, his optimism is so high. You know, these are all typical, I'm narrating to you as to how ignorant we were. You know, we think that we are a PhD, we are nobody. We are not even equal to dust there. So, and then we were discussing all this, and suddenly in the Kodaikanal hall, in the spiritual hall, where dining hall next to the spiritual hall, I was sitting in the corner, Swami starts this topic. Kontamandi think chestunnaru. Some people are thinking as to how Swami is going to bring about this hospital. So immediately the tea time discussion came to my mind. Oh my God, we were discussing this very much. So do you know how this can happen? Because it is Swami's sankalpa. Swami's sankalpa does not mean Swami as divine sankalpa. Swami's physical sankalpa. Swami is different. See, be like me again. The difference is, be like me. Physically, we can be like him. Try to achieve things. That's what he's trying to tell us that day. He said, you people are thinking that where will the money come from? Where will the doctor come from? Which patient will believe this hospital? It's in a village. There are no transport so much those days. So we were discussing all this, and then at that time, Swami said, once I have a selfless objective set in my mind, automatically funds will come. And the hospital will come. It'll be reopened on 1991. It's 1991. This was in April. What I'm talking about is 1991 April. 1991 November, it was inaugurated and operation was performed. How many months? Big hospital. So Swami said, you know how? Even you can do it. You think of a selfless objective in your own level, automatically funds will come searching for it like a river goes towards an ocean. You can find out. It'll come. He just told us, and that time I was like shocked. Swami, this is a great lesson for my life. We are loose-tongued talking about things. Thank you for correcting me on that note. Next slide. He's my friend, Saka Sahodar, my fellow being, or you know, or this, our sibling. Swami gave me so many other roles later after Radha, got promoted to Yashoda, and then promoted to another lady roles, so many roles. As a result, I never had a picture with Swami as a man. So every student, you know, if you ask them, they will take one picture of them with Swami to get it signed from Swami on their birthday. I had no picture. I said, Swami, I have only this lady picture. I'll take it. So I went, and then Swami has a way of connecting both him and me, and write with love, Baba. While writing, Dunna Pota, he yelled at me. I said, what is it? Cheppan kada nenu. So he recalled one incident after 1 year of this photo. What happened when I was taking this picture? I was standing here, and Swami was standing here, and then I was covering myself like this, and then standing next to Swami. And when I was standing and posing for that, Swami said, "Ti." I said, Swami, I know what Swami meant. Swami means remove. Remove. T means remove. Or remove. I was covering my head and covering my, the whole dress like this, just to give a more feminine, because for a man and woman, the jawbone actually is the one which is a culprit, which will show you that you're a man. So I wanted to cover my jawbone and turn so that it will be more girlish in terms of the looks. So Swami said, remove this. Then when he was signing, I said, Dunna Pota, I told you to remove it. You didn't remove. 1 year later. 1 year. Why did he say? He said, so many jewelries I gave you, all the ladies on the ladies' side wanted to see what jewelries you're wearing, and you totally killed it. Swami told this during signing of this picture. I mean, to that details, Bhagwan on Darshan line, I mean, it's absolutely amazing for me that, see, he just showed that he's still a friend. He just, he's so friendly in terms of telling whatever he wants. Next slide. Satya Shiva Sundara. I've got so many things. I've got one more session to speak also. So I will narrate one incident. Sai Satya Shiva Sai Sundara. What does that mean? It means he's aware. Shiva means awareness. Satya means truth. And beautiful. All the things. He's everything. Okay. Beauty, truth, and awareness all put together is Satya Sai. In this bhajan, when I was joined in Puttaparthi, I got a chance to sing this bhajan, Kalyana Krishna. And I was just saying, that is the old Purnachandra, which you can see. Now the Purnachandra has changed. And then Swami used to come and sit in the corner. But, sometimes there will be a throne given to him. And then, Kalyana Krishna, Kamaniya Krishna, Kalinga Mardana, Shri Krishna, Govardhana Giridhari Murari, Gopi Mana Sanchari, Vrindavana Ki Tulasi Mala, Pitambar Dhari Murari, Pitambar Dhari Murari. I was singing the bhajan. Swami, we get an indication. If you see that there is a light here, in the middle of this hall, there is a light. And that light glows as soon as Swami starts from Prashant Mandir. So that's an indication for us to know what kind of bhajans we should sing. So, and also Swami is on the move, and so we will look for that, and then I knew that Swami had already started. So we were waiting for Swami to open this is to be a curtain, and Swami is to enter from anywhere, and then there'll be a hush-hush on the curtain. So you don't know whether he's coming from here, middle, or the lady's side. So he just came down, he came straight, and didn't go sit in the throne. He just came and sat right in front of me, where I was singing. Suppose, you know, where the harmony player, what's your name?
Sai.
He's also Sai. Where he's sitting, just Swami came and sat
right here in front of me
and started enjoying this bhajan so beautifully, closing his eyes and then the swinging. Pitambaradhari Murari Kalyan. The entire bhajan, he just went through it. And then at the end of it, he was just lost for a few seconds and then just came out, chala baundi. Means, it's very nice. He says it when we don't expect at all. Honestly, that is why by expecting, what happens is when we expect, we are losing the opportunity of awards. We are always fighting out with ourselves to search for rewards. By expecting itself, you lost the reward. So the less we expect, the more we can get rewarded. And that is one of the simplest bhajans I've ever sung in my life. But Swami stuck on to that. Apata chalaba apartao. So Swami asked me to sing for every Jula program. He wanted me to sing that bhajan. So that's one of the bhajans though. But you know, it is just that it just touches his heart and we feel happy about it for life. Next slide. Swami's love for animals is phenomenal. The Sai Gita gets to come to our hostel only on those days when Swami comes to hostel. You can see this is a Puttaparthi hostel building. So it will be waiting because it's gigantic. It cannot enter the hostel. So it will wait outside for Swami, and Swami will, in his excitement, you know, it will put all the saliva of, you know, its own on Swami's robe. Swami will just, chalu, chalu, chalu. Swami will keep on patting her, you know, like so much love Swami gives. Swami said, the love and devotion with Sai Gita has, none of you have. You know why? Sai Gita has so much of intuition that even when Swami, our indication that Swami is coming, is Sai Gita will, it will give you all the signs. That is the sign by which we will find out Swami is around somewhere. Amazing, right? The love for animals. Be like me. So that's why Swami said, if not me, learn from that elephant sitting in front of your hostel. You guys are a frog in the well. Swami has said that so many times. You do not know Swami's values. Look at Sai Gita. It runs just enthusiastically, just goes up and down. Even when there used to be a petrol gas station much farther from the hostel, like five kilometers from the hostel. When the car came there, we'll get the indication from the Sai Gita. So that, the love Swami is to name each and every animal, Lakshmi, Saraswati, like that. You know, each and every cow was named by Swami. Each and every offspring was named by Swami. Next slide. Do we have the simplicity Swami has? We were traveling in Kodaikanal in the bus. Swami was standing in the bus. And then he said, wait. Stop here. There will be a beggar with his son waiting for the darshan of God. He just said that. Then he sent one of the two boys, just go around and get him. On that particular day, that beggar doesn't have to come, right? That father who's blind has his son guiding him all the way. And then Swami called him, gave him, he was selling peanuts. Because that's that, and then he bought everything from him. Swami's holding on to one cone of peanuts and then bought everything from him and said he wanted to have God's darshan. Though he is blind, I wanted to bless them. And that is how he went and stopped in the middle of a city in Coimbatore to bless that beggar and, the father and child who were selling peanuts. And that is where he keeps his simplicity so down to earth, so much so he can scale up to any extent. The other one was during the construction of, Vrindavan used to have a Sai Ram shed. Swami will sit anywhere and do anything. Meaning we think Swami has gone only in palatial cars, but he was simple enough to just do anything down to earth right there. So there he is waiting for the puja of that, the Krishna statue to be completed. And that is where he just sat down wherever he had a place. Next slide. What I mean by is awareness. Awareness of what is the goal and what needs to be achieved. Then who am I and where am I and how? What is my status? So this is a very important thing which I have to share with you. We've been singing so many bhajans and so many aartis. On that particular day, after finishing bhajans, Swami went back to Thrai Vrindavan. And then I went back, and wherever you can see the, there is a small bush-like thing. That's where Swami was standing and said, "Hey." Swami calls to some students, "Hey, hey." Then he called me. "So who was the one who sang aarti today?" "Swami, I sang aarti." "Sariga paadaledu." "You didn't sing properly." "What? I think, you know, what I would have done is, Narayana Narayanam, Satya Narayana Narayana Narayanam, Narayanam." Sometimes what happens is we lose breath, right? Because we are overly planning on our singing. "Narayana Om Satya Narayana." So Swami said, "No, you are singing aarti. The people who have come here, they are listening to you. They have come for you or they have come for me?" He asked me this simple question. Have they all come for you or come for me? "Swami, they all have come for you." Then if you stop in the mic, it's not heard. They will think that it stopped, over. And again, you're continuing. It's so indisciplined. Aarti, any standard prayer when sung in the mic, has got to be done judiciously and disciplined completely. You don't have to be an intellectual singer. You have to be a disciplined singer. To that extent, he observes, that's be like me. He's perfection, simplicity, and detail, and dedication, and every other word you can, positive word you can think about in Google. You know, just that. So that is how he teaches, you know, he taught me on this day as to how aarti is very important. So again, awareness. Satya Sai Shiva Sundara is so beautiful. When you see him, I think there's nothing more beautiful than Swami in what I have seen. It's such effulgence, so much of beauty. Next. How many ever times I've learned Carnatic, they introduced me as a person who learned Carnatic. I sat her singing, Shiva, 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 Yenarada, Hori Bhava Bhaya Badal, Nanajuko, Shiva, 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 Yenarada. I've sung this song. Brocheva, Revarura. I've sung this song in front of Swami. Nidhi Chala, Sukhama, Ramuni Sannidhi Seva, Sukhama, Nijamukha Palukumanasa. I've sung so many times, so many kirtans. Swami would never come. I used to think, Swami, okkasari, you know, one time can you tell me I sang really well? So many times you have told me in bhajans, I've sung so many times Carnatic for you. I've learned Carnatic so much, and I've sung so many swaras for you in so many programs. Every time he'll come back and say, "Yo, Baledra, something was not good." Every time he'll come back and say, first of all, it's very difficult to see you sing, Swami said. When you're singing, your face going like that, it goes like that. And then it's a terror for me to see. I'm the one who's sitting and watching you sing. And then, ఏదో రాగం తీస్తావు, ఏమో చేస్తావు. The time you expect, he will give you exactly negative feedback. Why? Because our expectation turns into ego. Ego turns, the moment you bring ego into picture, Bhagwan's, he says, he told us in the bhajan hall, that boy sings very well. He doesn't sing great, but when he sings, it goes inside Swami's ear and goes into the heart. Otherwise, when you sing how much ever musically, it goes into this ear and goes out of this ear. So these are all Swami's terminal. Swami cannot, if you wonder, sometimes there are Swami who are VIPs have come. Great singers have come. Swami would never talk to them also and go. Because he cannot somehow, in the whole stage, if you see, there are some arrows of ego. You know, keep on poking. He can't stay there. He'll just get up and go. Like, I'm communicating my own imagination. But ego is something which he cannot. But when I sang this song, I tried singing this. Vinuma Ramakatha. There are two other boys who used to sing Ramakatha very well. Hirok and Kote. And Kote is known to many of you. Shri Raghavam Dasharatatmajama Prameyam. I used to think, Swami, I've learned Karnataka. I can sing it better than them. I used to think like this as a student. You know, but that's a teenager thing. I can perform a little better than him. I know for sure. You know, it's a typical thinking of a singer in general. Okay? It's a problem with the singer. So, I used to think like that. Because kala kala laadi sita ram I can do that clearly, Swami. That student singer who is singing, he's doing some magic something he's doing, but it's not well defined. I can sing it better. I used to think, then I said, let me come out with my own Ramakatha. And that's where I came and sang, Swami. I wanted to get a stamp saying S. Kumar sings this song for Swami. I wanted to get that very badly those days. Ramakatha, Ramakatha, Veenula Vindaku Gana Sudha, Vinuma Ramakatha. It's a beautiful song Sushilama has sung. Sushilama is my god. She has sung so... Okay. So, these are all the... you know, he taught me... I'll finish with this thought. That he tells appreciation when you don't expect. Totally. Meaning if you expect, then you are reducing your chances of appreciation. And then, this is a very tough lesson. Nobody teaches this. Only when you go in front of Swami, you'll know that. And that is when I sang a very simple song like Kanna enraithen Rama enraithen Endha peyar solli azhaithalum En kan munne Sai mugam mattum theriyudhe. That song when I sang, Swami is telling me there, right there, I'm standing in Nee paata chaala baagundi, and he took me, introduced me to Janaki Amma, Sushila Amma, and Anjali Devi, and said, "Enta baaga paadadu chudu." He sang so good. He sang better than even Malaysia Vasudevan. Meaning that is, it's Malaysia Vasudevan is a great singer. Meaning it is just, he wants to compensate for all the expectations I had in a much different way. So he gives it so much when he wants to give. And that is what, so Veda Upanishad Gita, Dina Dayala Data Sai. Next slide. So we have seen Swami give food, hospitals, and educare, and every other care, socio care, to the extent even the whole world is watching Swami even now. And this is the whole bhajan which I feel communicates to me what he is. Sai Pita Re Mata Sai. Thank you so much for listening to me. And thanks for giving me this opportunity. I have more to share in the next session. Bye.